Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 426.
Today, Grace says, I have a recurring problem which seems to be getting tougher to overcome with each book I write. When I finish one book and need to dive into writing the next, I am experiencing what I call a book trough. Don't know why I call it that, but I do. It's a low point, a hollow depression that I have difficulty crossing, perhaps because crossing it means leaving the just-completed story behind. I'm guessing that's because I'm becoming a better writer and more deeply engaged with the books I'm writing. And that's lovely, but it's also a problem. Any suggestions on how to say goodbye to the characters I've come to love so I can emotionally engage with the next set? I'm finding the trough is getting longer and longer. The characters in the next book keep calling to me and sending me images and snippets of conversation like tempting invitations, but I'm having trouble moving on.
Well, Grace, what you're describing is what I call project drop. When you're doing a project that fully engages you as a person, it takes up your mental space, it becomes an arena that you inhabit, then when that's gone, the purpose of your life has disappeared, and you kind of have to grieve it. This happens whether you're reading a really long book. The first time I ever encountered it was reading Ken Follett's Pillars of the Earth when I was 14 years old. 1,000-page-long book. Got super involved, read it in 4 days, and I was depressed for a week. And it was because suddenly this thing that had become the focus of my life was gone. There was no getting it back. And I just didn't know what to do with myself. Kind of walked around in a haze. Visions of the characters that I had grown to love, whose lives I had grown to inhabit, flitting through my mind, remembering the good times, remembering the bad times. It was a bit like losing a friend or a group of friends, like you say. This is normal. What I've discovered works for me is palate cleansers. If I'm experiencing severe project drop, I'll go do something that totally relocates my headspace. Something unrelated. Rather than writing something new right away, I might go out rock climbing for a weekend or something. Might go on a hike. I might have some friends over. Anything that'll reconnect me to real life and allow me to reset. It's really tempting to want to linger in those worlds. But if you do it too long, you're dwelling in the past. You're not holding on to it just for a little moment longer, but you actually start living in the past. And you start living in the past as an artist, and you atrophy. You don't grow. And your work ceases to improve with each book. You want to keep your eyes forward. And anything you can do that will give yourself an emotional reset and let you go forward is what you do. Some people mark it with a celebration at the end of every book. Some people have a certain special thing they hold out to themselves as a carrot reward, and they focus on that as the thing they're going towards. And then that ritual at the end of the project, whether it's, you know, going out for your favorite kind of meal or meeting with your friends or going out and renting your favorite kind of sports car at the track for a weekend or whatever it is, you know, allowing yourself to go to the beach, that carrot becomes for them part of a reset ritual. Going and taking that reward is also saying, I'm taking this reward because I'm letting go of the past. Enjoying this new thing means that the old thing is done. It's a marking of the turning of the seasons, like an initiation ritual or a bar mitzvah or something like that. Bar mitzvah is a rite of passage. It's an ascension. It's a celebration of the entry of a boy into manhood or a bat mitzvah, a girl into womanhood, which is great. But it's also the point in time when the parents mourn the passing of the child. Marriage, same kind of thing. People have weddings, not just because they're celebrating the commitment to the new life, but because they're saying goodbye to their old lives. That's how rites of passage work. That's why they're called passage. You're passing from one phase of life into another. And working those kinds of things into your creative process lubricates the transition from one project into another. And that's really important if you want to stay fresh and if you want to avoid having project drop crush you like you're talking about. This is an old cultural technology that humans developed thousands of years before recorded history. There's no reason you shouldn't employ it now. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's tied into the very fabric of our natures, and it can work for you. So that would be my advice. Find a rite of passage for yourself. Something that you do at the end of every book, the end of every project, that allows you to celebrate what you've done, to let go of where you've been, to reset your focus and ground yourself back in real life so that you can be sprung, loaded, and ready for the next challenge. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.